One of the things Peterborough is known for is its vibrant arts community. For a city of its size, it has an astounding number of arts shows, events, and venues, from live music to visual arts to theater and so much more. There is most likely some sort of show going on any night of the week. And most of these venues and events are located within a few blocks of each other in downtown Peterborough. The close proximity of these art venues has led to the natural creation of First Friday Art Crawl, a monthly free art crawl taking place across downtown Peterborough on the first Friday of each month, which happens to be tonight for November, with galleries, restaurants, and cafes opening their space to the public for the evening. Along Hunter Street, there are multiple spaces involved in First Friday, and one of these spaces is the George Gallery and the Jason Wilkins Factory. And in this space lives a local art group called the Peterborough Arts Collective, a group which organizes a gallery and party for every First Friday, but works to strengthen the arts community throughout the month in other ways. With me today, I have Kevin Gallagher from the Peterborough Arts Collective to learn more about what they do. Thanks for being here.
Hi, Eddie.
Hi. So do you want to just tell me, in a few sentences, what is the Peterborough Arts Collective?
So the, the Peterborough Arts Collective is a group of locally based artists of any and all disciplines who come together to put together shows for First Friday, and who also just generally disseminate knowledge and skills between the group. And we help each other out where, say, we have digital artists and I'm no good with computers, so I might have somebody who can help me come up with digital media resources, Instagram promos, website work, etc. And so we also have a website, peterboroughartscollective.com, where all of our members are featured, their art is featured with links to their other socials, etc. So.
And among the members, kind of, you said there are artists of all different mediums. What's the range of those mediums that you've got as artists in the Arts Collective right now?
So we have performance artists, including people involved in the Theater on King who work with us. We have a belly dancer and art and dance therapist who works with us. We have graphic artists, digital media, sculptors, fiber artists from crochet, macrame, etc. We have dancers, we have DJs, we have musicians, we have painters, we have illustrators, we have people who work exclusively in digital format, we have tattoo artists, we have documentary filmmakers, and more. I'm, as the director of PAC, my purview is to make PAC into a syncretic arts organization where we have somebody in every discipline. So we can be a catch-all when somebody says, do you know anybody? Yes, actually, we have members who do that. Mm-hmm. So,
I'm just curious, what does it mean to be a member of PAC? So, like, what are the benefits? What kind of services do you have access to?
The greatest thing we have access to is the other people in the group, but we also have access to the Jason Wilkins Factory, which is, unlike some of the other studios involved in First Friday, is a large space. It's a 1,500 square foot studio. We have a very large wall, so we get to do things like have DJs and live music and performance as part of our First Friday shows, which is something that we're constantly looking at improving and adding on as we move forward. So our members, on top of using equipment that we have in the studio, like a button making machine, our printer. We recently got a silk screening machine so we can make t-shirts. And these are all things that we offer our members can use, including the studio space. It can be very intimidating for artists to say, I have an idea for a workshop. It's great to have the idea, but then I need to rent a studio. It's a big financial risk, especially for people who are just starting into the arts and just trying to see if this is something viable. There isn't a lot of space for those people, and that's what we're about. Those are the people we want to make space for, because our biggest thing is about kind of wanting to get rid of people who gatekeep art. Is that we want. I started with PAC because I felt I couldn't get around that, and the Peterborough Arts Collective offered me space to move into and grow into. And over the past couple of years, I've gone from being kind of nobody to now I have people coming to me and saying, you're the PAC guy. We need to talk about stuff. And that is all because of space I've been given to and allowed to grow in by Jason Wilkins, who founded the whole thing.
Mm-hmm. So it's very clear, listening to you and looking through the website and the social medias for the Peterborough Arts Collective, that you're all very passionate about bringing in new and young artists, actually.
Yes.
Why is that important, and how are you making space for these new artists?
It's important in terms of just young people are where the cutting edge is. They're going to decide what this world is moving forward. And I think young people need more of a voice in that, because there's a lot of old ideas that need to be pushed out the door. And that is in all communities and all respects in our world. And I want to bring in people who can use art as a medium to tell the stories about where we need to go as a society, as people. And as a result of that, I want people of all walks of life. I want all art forms, I want every type of person to feel free to belong and to come to our group, and just be free to create and express their artistic vision. We don't put limits on anyone. I've had DJs who come in to do, and they say, like, what do you want to do? Well, we have a theme. Fit into that theme, do whatever you want. I want people to create and do what makes them happiest, because that is what's going to bring people in. Artists need to be free. They need to, like, stretch, and they need to explore their visions. And if they have people telling them what they can't do, then it just puts limits on that. And that's, we kind of don't want to do that. We want to figure out how we can do those things, not why we can't do them.
Mm-hmm.
So.
And so you said that there's a show at the Jason Wilkins Factory for every first Friday,
yes.
Which is tonight. Tonight is the first Friday of November. So if somebody wanted to go around first Friday, what would they see at the Jason Wilkins Factory?
Tonight will be a very interesting show. So tonight is Mark L. Craighead. He is a local photographer, and the artistic end of his photography is he has an extensive, almighty collection of 1980s and 90s action figures, and he builds sets for them and professionally lights and frames them and takes photos of them. So it's literally professional studio photography of Lego and G.I. Joe figures, and some of them are very comical and fun. And yeah, it's going to kind of be a flashback show. There'll be a lot of, like, 80s music going on, and I believe there'll be some 80s cartoons playing on a projector somewhere. And yeah, so we offer all of our artists have the chance to have solo shows as part of a First Friday. And as part of what we do not take gallery fees from, we just don't do that. We're not trying to take money out of the pockets of young upcoming artists. We want to offer them a place to showcase their art and through that grow.
Mm-hmm.
So
you said it's a solo show. There's no like music or anything. I've been to some, but
tonight is the first night.
Yeah.
where we won't have live music. And as part of a discussion that I had with Jason last night, we'll never do that again. There will be live music every month after this one.
Okay.
Because we feel that is a huge draw to our space. Last month we changed it up where for basically the first almost 2 years, we've been exclusively having a set of DJs come through the night who are provided by your wonderful neighbors here at Trent, Otana Beats Radio. I have to plug them. They're some of the best people in town. They hold great events, and just Ryan and Em have been super supportive of everything we do at PAC, and we wouldn't be where we are without them, without partnering with them and being able to offer that musical component.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause it's a draw, you know, people come to see what's going on. And so last month we did it different, where we had young local phenom, Lucy Fleming, come in and shred her guitar for an hour. She's an amazingly talented young lady. You can usually be caught at Jethro's in the Sunday open jams. We had Michael Bell come in and do his Bowie Lives stuff for a while. And we had local sleeper legend James Ghost came in and did an industrial set as well. So, yeah. So just connecting with local musicians and other organizations is also important. Like, starting to build relationships with Bridges Peterborough, which is another community-based arts organization. They focus a lot more on music and the Theater on King. And I'm hopefully tonight, I'm going to be talking to some other studios and hopefully setting up a multi-studio project for First Friday in the near future. So
cool. And speaking of the near future, what are some cool things that are going on with the Peterborough Arts Collective? Events, shows, really anything, projects that are coming up that you're excited for?
Two big things coming up. At the end of November, we will be involved in a fundraiser at the Gordon Best on November 30th. I don't want to mention too many details. We'll be involved in that. It will be a charity function, but there will be... follow PTBO Arts Collective on Instagram. Find out more information for that going forward. Every Thursday we have a drop-in from 6 to 9, and that is for anybody. That is quite often how I find new members. If people have the initiative to show up on a Thursday night and have a chat with me, chances are you're going to be a new member. We're not asking for portfolios. We're not asking for resumes. We're just asking for people who have the will to show up and make stuff. It's a pretty low barrier. our December 1st, 2nd, and 3rd, so part of First Friday December, we will be having a Christmas market. So all of our members who make merch will be selling merch in the space. We will have live music and art on the walls as well, but it will largely be a big market. A lot of next year is solo shows. In maybe not too near future, I'm very excited. In April, we will be doing a adults only triple X show. So we'll be leaning into some adult content. And there's a lot of excitement and buzz about that show. That one's going to be really interesting. That's our next group show as we're sort of changing the way we do shows going into the next year. So we can offer our individual members more opportunities to have solo shows. And our group shows will be seasonal. And that gives us an opportunity to build more fantastical pieces, do things like make installation pieces that go along with the themes of our shows.
Cool. Yeah. You mentioned something to me before the mics were on. Tell me about the vending machine.
Yes. So this is one of the first things that I discussed with Jason almost 2 years ago, was the idea of getting a vending machine and filling that vending machine with art in different forms and ways. And we, thanks to local artist Owen Gilbart at Burn Island on Instagram, he donated a vending machine that he had. We were going to buy one, and then somebody came along and gave us one, which is amazing. Huge thanks to Owen for that. But we will be putting art merchandise from our members, like buttons, stickers, prints, poems, etc., as well as a lot of different things. We'll be using it on different weekends to generate money for different local charities and organizations. We'll be just talking to it. It won't necessarily be restricted to PAC members. There's lots of things that we could do with the vending machine. And the idea of an art vending machine is really popular right now in they've done this in Vancouver, in Toronto. No such thing exists in Peterborough until now. Cool. So hopefully as of December, we will have a whole bunch of stuff in there for people to come in and peruse and buy stuff from the back machine.
Mm-hmm. And so I just have one last question, and just a short answer on it.
If you can.
A lot of what Peterborough Arts Collective does, obviously, is about community building. Not even within just the arts community, but extending that to other organizations and charity organizations. Why is that so important to you and to the collective as a whole?
I think ultimately that's a hard question to answer in a way. But like the easy answer is visibility. And PAC has given a lot to me and I want to use, PAC to give back, to the community at large and to the people within it. And to be quite honest about it is that doing things for charity and for the community puts more eyeballs on what we do and it puts more eyeballs on our artists. So, we've had opportunities already for artists and for some of our people that have been created through being involved with other organizations and doing these things. There's members that we have that we would never, that wouldn't be with us had we not, you know, had an interview with the Arthur and then we've had that person come in and whatever. It is a lot about creating those connections and through those charity functions, we're going to find people who are more in line with what we're doing as well in terms of creating and wanting to give back to the community and have our community at PAC grow and like mingle and integrate with Peterborough as a whole. I mean, we are Peterborough. Peterborough is PAC. So,
cool. Thank you so much. So I've been speaking with Kevin Gallagher, a local artist involved with the group called the Peterborough Arts Collective, which works to grow and strengthen the arts community here in Peterborough. And this has been Eddie Sweeney reporting for the Local Journalism Initiative and for CFFF FM 92.7 Trent Radio here in Peterborough, Ngozi Wanong.